This is UAMS Health Talk. I'm your host, Nolan Alexander, and I'm joined by Alyssa Frisbee, a registered and licensed dietitian from the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences. And today, we dive into the topic of staying on track with your health during the holidays. Alyssa, how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
So glad to have you on the podcast today, and let's jump right to it. What are some healthy meal options during holiday gatherings?
Some healthy meal options during holiday gatherings include anything that makes up a balanced plate. When I say balanced plate, I mean incorporating things like lean proteins, fruits, vegetables, whole grains, those really nutrient-dense foods that are going to help us meet our calorie needs as well as our vitamin and mineral needs.
Well, that sounds like the priority, but I know myself. So how can I balance indulgent holiday treats along with those nutritious foods?
Balancing holiday treats with nutritious foods is something that can be incredibly easy when you're being mindful about what is nourishing your body and what you can enjoy as a treat. So we know that fruits and vegetables and plant-based foods like whole grains are incredibly healthy. We also know that treats taste good and that holidays happen throughout the year. So finding that balance between having those nutritious foods during mealtimes and snacks, and then incorporating the treats so you can enjoy the social gatherings and the different events with friends and family is going to be really, really helpful. It's important in that balance between treats and healthy, nutritious meals that you really focus on one meal at a time and one snack at a time. Doesn't mean that overindulging is an incredibly negative thing, and it is something that you can always bounce back and add those fruits and veggies to your next plate.
How can I resist overeating at holiday gatherings without feeling deprived?
You can resist overeating at holiday gatherings without feeling deprived by eating your regular meals and snacks throughout the day. A lot of people think that they should skip meals or save their calories for the gathering or the more indulgent meal, but your body needs nourishment throughout the day. So fueling with those healthy foods, like foods rich in fiber, like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, making sure to get protein at every meal is going to help set you up for success and avoid overeating when you are enjoying those holiday meals.
That's the second time you've mentioned protein. How important is that?
Protein is very important in a healthy diet. Our body needs protein to protect lean muscle mass, to help give us strength. It also helps in hormone regulation. Protein is so much more than just something you need for muscles. Our body doesn't like to use protein for energy, so it's important that protein is consumed as part of a healthy diet, but we definitely need that protein as part of an overall balanced diet.
Well, speaking of energy, I know exercise plays a critical role in health. What are effective strategies for maintaining exercise routines during holidays where sometimes your routine and schedule can get thrown off?
Routines and regular schedules can get thrown off during the holidays, but keeping in mind that exercise doesn't have to be something that's intense can help keep you on track. So fitting a walk in when you have a few extra minutes, maybe that is part of the holiday gathering. You can involve your friends and family in that walk for physical activity. Maybe during the holidays, it's a great time to try something new, especially if you're traveling. Maybe you could check out a class at a local gym, walk on a trail that's new to you. Just finding ways to incorporate that physical activity into your busy schedule in ways that are fun and engaging is going to help you get that exercise in.
So it sounds like I have a great excuse when I need to leave the gathering for a little bit. I need to go on a walk. This is part of my exercise.
Absolutely. Definitely use your own health and your personal goals to your advantage. And if that means doing something like taking a long walk and giving yourself that mental health break, that can be just as important as all of the healthy eating and physical activity.
Well, you've given us some great tips today. I'm going to ask for a few more here, Alyssa. What's some advice? What are some tips for staying hydrated while enjoying holiday beverages?
When enjoying holiday beverages, it's important to remember to stay hydrated with drinks that don't include added sugars or have those empty calories. So making sure to drink water and unsweetened beverages often throughout the day is really important. It is okay to indulge in those special drinks, those sweet treats throughout the holiday season, but keeping in mind water does so much for our bodies, and it's important to stay on top of hydration so you don't feel like you have to make up for that later.
And how can planning ahead help me stay healthy during the holidays?
Planning ahead can help you stay healthy during the holidays because you know what to expect. It's really hard to make healthy foods magically appear in your refrigerator or pantry. That's not going to happen. So coming up with a plan for how you're going to have those balanced meals, those balanced snacks, and getting adequate hydration is going to be really helpful in setting you up for success because it leaves no room for questions or uncertainty. And now that doesn't mean that it has to be so strict that if you mess up on your plan that you've so readily prepared for, that you're completely off track and you can do whatever you want to. But it does help reduce the stress that can be added in during these holidays throughout the year to just know what to expect, know where you have room for flexibility, and just feel a little bit more comfortable when you have these decisions to make about the fun treats and more indulgent meals and snacks.
So it seems like smart but realistic expectations are helpful.
Absolutely. Smart and realistic expectations are helpful. It's important to remember that we use food as a celebration, and there are things to celebrate all the time. So there's really no need to be incredibly restrictive if you've also made a place in your life to be mindful about the things that actually nourish your body, and that is the nutritious foods, staying hydrated, staying physically active, getting that mental clarity, taking some time for yourself to make sure that you're reducing stress, and then even things like sleep are incredibly important.
Well, this has been such a fun and insightful conversation today. Alyssa, is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
Thank you for having me on today. It's great to talk about something that is applicable at every stage throughout the year.
Well, it's certainly been our pleasure. Thank you so much for your time today, Alyssa.
Thank you.
That was Alyssa Frisbee. Follow us on social media for updates and features about UAMS Culinary Medicine. We're on Facebook and Instagram at UAMS Culinary Med. And this is UAMS Health Talk. Thanks for listening.